Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of shit.
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
Brought to you by Sprint. For a limited time, slash your Cricket or Metro PCS payment in half when you switch to Boost Mobile. Hurry into your local Boost Mobile store today for details. From our New York studios up in Harlem, good morning, Don Lemon.
Good morning. You hear this?
Yeah.
That is hot off the presses right there.
All right.
Some brand new approval numbers for President Barack Obama. The poll was conducted among a sampling of all Americans and with additional interviews with African Americans. The last time a similar poll was conducted, it was about a month ago. The news was dire for the commander in chief. Here's what the headline was when I looked on CNN. It said the headline was Bush now more popular than Obama. That wasn't so great. That's not a headline you want. So where do you think the president's poll numbers are now? Drum roll, please. Amazing.
Really done.
Amazing Grace shot his numbers up.
Great.
Amazing Grace took it home.
Took it. Okay. Ladies, Jay, do it.
He's a little pitchy. He was just a little pitchy.
Dog.
Not much.
He was a little pitchy, dog. But come on, that was good. Latest CNN ORC poll shows that for the first time in more than 2 years, President Obama's approval rating has risen to 50%, up 5 points since May. Up 5 points. The poll shows that the rise is due in part to his handling of race relations and the economy. You heard me right, race relations and the economy, the winners for the president, two issues that have dogged him for a lot of his presidency. When it comes to race, a majority of those interviewed who did the survey said they approved of the president's handling of race because of how he responded to the recent deaths of black men like Eric Garner, Walter Scott, and Freddie Gray at the hands of police officers, and because of racially motivated shootings like the 9 black churchgoers at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
So this survey was done after Charleston.
Survey was done after Charleston.
And was it done after Amazing Grace?
It was done after Amazing Grace.
Okay.
Amazing. What's not surprising is that the poll shows a big racial divide and who is generally approving or disapproving of the president. There's a lot of numbers here, so I want you to pay attention. 9 out of 10, which is not surprising, African Americans, 91% said that they approve of the way the president is handling his job. I don't know where the other 9% are, but I'd like to meet those people. I wonder who they are. Only 39% of whites approve. Mr. Obama hasn't had a higher than 50% approval rating among whites since 2009. So here's something that I think is important to note in this poll. A plurality, which is not a majority, but it's for most people, because there are people who think it hasn't changed, and there are people who think it has changed. A plurality, of people now say that race relations between blacks and whites have gotten worse in the time since Barack Obama has become president. That's 43%. Nearly three-quarters of them surveyed believe racial discrimination against African Americans is very serious or somewhat serious of a problem. 75%. It's crazy, right? It's interesting that while people believe the president is handling race relations well, they also believe that race relations have gotten worse under his presidency. That's kind of odd to me. They give him high marks for race, but then they say it's gotten worse since he's been president. What do you think?
I agree with the last number. That it's gotten worse. Race relations has gotten worse, but the discussion about race and how he's handling it
are up there. Great, the way he's handling it.
At least we're talking about it.
Yeah,
and yeah. That speech. Now I was there.
That
I was
eulogy
just down the street. Yeah, that eulogy. I was just down the street, but I had never seen anything like that from any president.
It was unbelievable, man.
Unbelievable. Right. There were people outside.
And that pause at the end before he went into Amazing Grace.
He was thinking whether or not he should do it, player. That was what that was. He had it in his head. Should I sing it? Should I just sit down right now? Because I've got him.
And Michelle told him not to sing it.
She probably said, Barack, don't sing that.
Don't embarrass us.
Sing it. I'm going to sing it.
Don't get up there and embarrass me. You know you've got
and he thought about it. School.
He thought about it a long while. Time, you can see it on his face, man.
I thought he was trying to find his key.
No, he
that key was not on the piano.
Yeah, and you could hear like Stevie Wonder. What key?
What key? What key? What key?
Did you see how fast they stood up? They were like, amazing, yeah,
that's
great.
That changes, man. If you start up on up. Key, everybody join in.
Now, y'all know we messed with the president. That was
they're
that
not going to let you look bad in a black church, man. They no. But that really,
when that Oregon changed. Came in and he started that call and repeat, I was like, what?
Yeah, man.
Preacher, I knew when he was like, and on and in the blessing. Ah.
He took it on home. Now, of course, there was somebody giving him the wrap it up sign somewhere. They didn't know he was going to sing. Now he's singing. Wrap it up.
And you know, the organ player gave him the wrap it up sign early in the eulogy. Did you notice
that?
He
did. That was. The wrap it up sign.
That was the. We got to go home, Barack. I got to go to the bathroom. I told y'all about my
mother. He killed
it,
though. He killed it.
That was like my mother got up to sing a solo. My sisters and I went all the way down in the pew. We were like, oh, she.
Your mom sung a solo? What'd that sound like?
Like Barack? Excuse me, like the president?
Amazing grace.
We met Don's mama.
It sounds like B. Arthur from Maude, from The Golden Girl.
Don was an only child.
All right, you cruising for a bruising, you.
Oh, man. He's my favorite.
Tell your mom we said hello.
Hey, mom, we love her, man.
She's got some words for you, all right.